Good day to you, and welcome to our pre-show back here in California from a week in Hawaii. How was that? Well, it was okay. It wasn't great. I'll tell you why it wasn't great. Because I usually, and I don't know how you are about these things, but when I go on vacation, I want to go to a place that is a little bit more, it's got fewer of the people type things and more of just the natural beauty type shit. And by natural beauty, I don't necessarily mean non-human. For instance, I love having Lauren with me, and she's suffices for the natural beauty part of things as the human category, but then also bottles of liquor and servants, butlers and maids. Now then, no, actually, I prefer to be just, you know, there with whoever, and then lots of, like, ocean and shit. I don't like a lot of fucking people is what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to say, I'm not antisocial. Please don't, misunderstand me. I'm going on vacation. I want to have, a more of a secluded thing. Fewer people, more bitchiness. So, where we went in Hawaii, I had quasi-researched this place. I gotta get the fan on, man. I'm gonna fucking die. I had sort of quasi-researched the place, because we kind of threw the vacation together at the last minute. And when I say we, I did. I looked, well, let's see. I have been to Hawaii, and I haven't been to Hawaii in, I don't know, 15 years. I hadn't been back. And I had gone to Kauai. I really like Kauai a lot. I've been to Maui twice. So let's go to Kauai, and there was Princeville, which I didn't know a lot about. There was Poipu, which I did. What I decided to do was just find a place that's really recommended in terms of, top-rated sort of spa hotel. And I found one. It was consistently in the top five of all of the spa and hotels in Hawaii. And frankly, was nationally was ranked, you know. Well, they're great. Well, we got to this place, and the first thing that happened, the first thing I noticed was, while we had an ocean view room, it also had a view of, like, at least 50 to 100 fucking people laying around there near the pool and all over the goddamn place, you know, just like I was at a public park. Like I said, it's not that I don't like people, it's that I'm on vacation, you know. I mean, I'm on vacation for a fucking week here, man. I'm not spending a weekend someplace. So anyway, I said, well, okay, can we change our room, please? And we did. We changed it just pure oceanfront. So there was nothing but ocean. As a matter of fact, I could probably burn up a whole bunch of show prep time. And why not? By showing you what I'm talking about. But point that I'm trying to make here is lots of people, lots of shit going on, lots of activity, lots of people walking by with surfboards, lots of people, you know, a lot of kids. And then the biggest mistake that I made is I didn't find where the beach was. Where's the beach in relation to this place? I mean, I looked at this place on Google, on Street View, on maps, all kinds of shit, right? And so I thought I had it pretty well sussed out in terms of where the water was. There's the water. It's right there. Well, I didn't find out that while there was beach here and beach here, in the front was nothing but rocks and coral. And that's where a lot of people surfed. And that's okay. Problem is, you can't really just go out there and wade unless you got on those fucking surf socks, you know. So that's okay. Bought some of those. But you're kind of just out in the water, man. Unless you got a fucking boogie board, it's not body surfing. It's nothing, you know, unless you got a surfboard or a bodyboard or something. So going off to either side of the beaches, holy shit, you might as well be at Santa Monica Beach. Fucking packed with people. Fucking just packed with people. This was the most popular stretch of beach in all of fucking Kauai. My fuck up. You know, I'm thinking, how crowded can it be? This looks like it's a very high-end resort. It's got to be, you know, forget it, man. There's all kinds of motherfuckers there. So then, that blew. And every time we went out of the room to go someplace, there's 9 million people. Now, right directly in front, like I say, it was okay. But what I'm looking for, guys, is where the fuck are these goddamn videos, man? We got to put all this shit into the home movies, man. I want this shit into home movies, okay? So then, anyway, and I think I'll show this to you. I'm gonna have to send Alex a note. All this bullshit. What? Yeah. Where's the fucking wild card game, man? There it is. Saturday. Friday. Fuck, I don't know, man. The Monday show? Now... Shut up. Shut your hole. Now, this is, you know, this was like the view from our room. Pretty fucking nice. But, greetings from the Elcott Overlord Arch. Okay, so this is good. But this is all rocks and shit in here. All rocky bottom. And there's a little, you know, kind of at night. Now, I want to show, you're going to see here later on, where things were in the old room we had. But you can see there's well-trafficked. Again, I'm not knocking these people. I'm blaming myself for picking this fucking hotel, man. I mean, I don't know what I was thinking. And as it turned out, as the week went along, it got just more... It just wasn't good, man. On top of everything else, while the food was really good, it was real limited. It was a very limited menu. And the hotels that specialize in really serving up the very beautiful presentation and all of that good shit, I'm sure you know, generally it's a smaller portion. And okay, fine. But if I'm going across the street to the Thai place so I can, load up on food just because I'm almost, starving to death, even though to look at me you wouldn't know it. I don't know what I'm doing here, man. This is just a whole lot of fucking fanciful shit. But there's also clips coming up that'll give you a good idea of what it looked like when we first got there. And I said, well, this isn't going to make it, man. I can't take this. So we spent most of our time. Now here, this was our original room. I'm looking out at this. No, thank you. See what I'm saying? I'm like, where the fuck am I, man? It's like I'm at a Palm Springs, like it's Easter week in Palm Springs or something. I mean, 90 million motherfuckers. It's fine. Nothing against that. Like I say, people have every right to be wherever they want to be. I just don't want to be around a lot of fucking people. So, this is from the second room we had. I'm looking down the walkway, and you can see Lauren going off to have a smoke. There she goes. Had to go all the way down this fucking walkway to find a place to smoke a cigarette, which, okay, fine, I get it. Yeah, everybody is so emboldened when it comes to cigarette smokers, telling them how to live their fucking life. Well, it's polluting my lungs. Okay, don't be such a fucking pussy about it. How about that? Your goddamn fucking lungs, man. Like I said, I grew up in the worst goddamn smog pit in all of creation, the San Gabriel Valley, and smoked until I was 57 from when I was 14. And today I'm alive. Now, I may not be the healthiest guy, but guess what? I've spent about a total of 2 weeks in the hospital my entire life. And, I just deal with it. Anyway, that's the extent of that. That was on, Monday's show. So, that's kind of where that was at. And it was not fun. And as the week progressed, it got more oppressive and more just wasn't fun, man. I don't know. And we just got more bummed out, too. We just got more bummed out because to have any fun, we had to get in the car and drive somewhere. You know, we went to Waimea Canyon. We did a whole lot of exploring up toward Princeville, which unfortunately I didn't roll the camera for on all of that shit. And I wish I would have because the scenery up there is really great. But here again, there's a hotel up there called the St. Regis, you know, that everybody tells you have to go visit. Well, I went up there, man, and we went up there. We had lunch, and it was the shittiest fucking service ever. And on top of everything else, it's this big fucking massive hotel that's parked in this gorgeous area. So it's like those big fucking hotels are so big, it's like you're in a prison, you know? It's like a big prison. 58 million goddamn deck chairs and a pool the size of a fucking lake. 86,000 people everywhere. And no motherfucking service. Sitting there near the pool to get a hamburger or something, you know. Not a fucking bit of service. Lauren had to get up and walk over to the fucking, you know, bar about two or three times to get somebody interested. When we finally did get a server, the guy was fantastic. And I want to say this about where we were as well. The people were fantastic. The service was top-notch. Everything was great. And when we asked for a new room, not a problem. You know, and all this. Just, it was not an environment. The environment, you know, was not... And I'm gonna have to research Hawaii a little bit more, man, because and probably what I need to do from now on, man, is rent a house or a condominium, you know, not do the fucking hotel room anymore. Just forget it. I understand that, you know, many, many people do that, and I get that that's always been an option, but frankly, I like the service or the convenience that a hotel can give you, but if it means sacrificing, you know, why you even go on vacation? Why do I go anywhere on vacation? Because I want to see the fucking place, you know? And I want to experience it, you know? I go to a lot of... most of the vacations I take have to do with oceans and mountains and nature. You know, I don't go to cities, per se, to go on vacation. I fucking essentially live in... While I live outside of L.A., my whole work experience and environment is an urban, you know, thing. So... If I want to go to a city for laughs, like go to San Francisco for the weekend, which is what we'll do for Sketchfest, generally, yeah, you're working. Or you just want to go there for laughs because you want to have a good dinner or you want to have a good nightclub experience or something. Or I'm working, you know. But I'm not... I am not going to watch your TV set. All right, what am I doing, man? Is this The Bachelorette? Is that what I'm watching here? What is this shit? The Bachelor. Gotta get it off of here, man, before I throw my guts up. Honest to Christ. Should I watch one of my many recorded soccer games that I did not get to? Yeah. What the fuck is this? All right. So that was that. Nothing more to be said. You know, that was that. No, I don't want Gmail. A pig. I think we'd have Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you know, making sure that they need, you know, they need, fast foods and making a statement, you know, this kind of shit. Yeah, Charlie Austin, man. They want him. Where you want Austin? Where you want Austin? They want that guy, Charlie Austin's a good striker. Karen. Rams, Chargers, and Raiders file for relocation to Los Angeles. Good Christ. What are we going to have, 3 football teams in this town? You're kidding, right? How do you like that, huh? Copy. Oh, no, 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 I don't want to copy. I want to print. All right. When I see lightning, you know it always brings me down. 'Cause it means that there's bad weather ahead, and I haven't taken down the awning. Huh? I would like to just see a guy. Huh? Like the guy gives you a quizzical look before he blacks out. Just, why'd you do that? By the way, if you missed the wild card game, the Tampa Gator Bait versus the... I gotta dub off some of those commercials. They're too fucking good. Excuse me. The Tampa Gator Bait and the... Okay, wait. Here it is. What am I doing? Is it... Oh, Surge? Okay. I gotta get to this one commercial. You guys would love this. Wait a minute.
Live from Monkey Field.
Back here. What are you all upset? Gotta get one of these Bozo commercials. They're great. 4.1 on average. Receiving the football for the Tampa Gator Bay.
Next week, the winner of this game.
Field, that ain't no big shake. I'll tell you that right now.
Hillbilly football conference action will continue in just a moment.
Stay in bed all day.
LA 10 up 21.
Have a very, very full life as I call action for the LA.
Carlos Gorgo. Elvis. 73-yard touchdown pass. Tampa 21, LA 21. And this Hillbilly Football Conference wild card game brought to you by Bozo's Pep Pills.
Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Dowder, and I'm going to be auditioning. As before that, here's my Bozo's Pep Pills.
A lot of people didn't think.
Two.
One lineman and 4 linebackers. Position and scores.
Don't give me any more of that shit.
So the L.A. 10 of the 64-yard run there by Thorns and Clueless take the lead here in the third quarter, 27-21. In for the extra point is Puckerford. The ball is down. The kick is up. It's good. L.A. 28, Tampa 21 in this Hillbilly Football Conference wild card game brought to you by Bozo's Pep Pills.
Well, I got me Bozo Pep Pill. Put it in my face and down I went. Down into town to kick the ass of a guy who called me a pussy yesterday.
Hi, Chad Eager here. No one's going to call you a pussy. No one will bother you at all when you take Bozo's Pep Pills.
Well, I'm not that way. I take the Bozo Pep.
Larry McKinney knows.
Hi, everybody. Larry McKinney here. I don't want to get into it with nobody, but I did hear
God.
Brett Morrison say, hey, you know, you got fondled. I'd get fondled by nobody, man. Shit. And I don't back down at nobody, not neither.
Hey, Brett Morrison here. Look, I know you don't back down, Larry, but you keep on top, and I'm going to have to kind of manhandle you a little bit, fondle you, and throw you out.
Fondle me. Fuck me.
Bozo's Pep Pills.
I don't know why that kills me, man.
Well, I took the Bozo.
Wait a minute.
Lead. Hillbilly Football Conference wild card game brought to you by Bozo's Pep Pills.
Well, I got me Bozo Pep Pill. Put it in my face and down I went. Down into town to kick the ass of a guy who called me a pussy yesterday.
Hi, Chad Eager here. No one's going to call you a pussy. No one will bother you at all when you take Bozo's Pep Pills.
Well, I'm not that way. I take the Bozo Pep.
Larry McKinney knows.
Hi, everybody. Larry McKinney here. I don't want to get into it with nobody, but I did hear Brett Morrison say, hey, you know, you got fondled. I'd get fondled by nobody, man. Shit. And I don't back down at nobody, not neither. Hey, Brett Morrison here. Look, I know you don't back down, Larry, but you keep on top, and I'm going to have to kind of manhandle you a little bit, fondle you, and throw you out. Fondle me! Fuck me!
Bozo's Pet Pills!
That shit's great, man. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, it took some Bozo Pep. Put it in my face and down I went. Down into town to kick the ass of this guy that called me a pussy yesterday.
All right, man. So that shit's done. Enough of that bullshit. I'm looking for, Here we go. Fuck, man. There we go. Outdoor. I feel busy. Now, we're coming up on our thing here. Oh.
Kick the ass of a guy that kicked my ass.
Where are we at? Expresso. No. Eyewitness. Eyewitness news stinger there. Then. High school marching band music. What did we put that under? Audio. Audio, bitch. High school. City of GH. Man. Where's the fucking marching band shit, man? You know what where I put that music? Logs.
Yeah.
Now, the problem I'm having here, y'all, got 1 minute left in this piece of shit.
But I don't know where the fucking...
Where is that fucking... My damn man. Don't do it, Barnes. Marching band? We have to put up here in beds. No, shit, man. Where is that fucking shit? Fuck. I wonder if it's under high school. I wonder if it's under high school. Got a hail to the chief, but god damn it, where is that fucking music? Ah, football highlight. I goddamn knew it. All right, man, I guess I'm ready to go. Okay? Here we go.
Well, I kicked the ass of Bozo Pep Pill, put it in my face, and there it was.
Testing 1-2, testing 1-2, test. I do not want the thing. I only want the thing, man.
That's correct, Phil. And well, that's correct, Phil. That is absolutely correct, Phil. And let me tell you something else. That's absolutely correct, Phil. And let me tell you something else. You know, that's absolutely correct, Phil. And let me tell you something else. It's never been for me or anyone else.
I got it. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I'm ready.